Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam. It couldn't have been a Sway House. I know those boys. I would have recognized that.
Lives rent-free in a Bel Air mansion.
Yeah.
You have to meet your contact.
But at least like boy bands used to be able to, you know, steal black music and dance.
What are these guys? Don't these
They
guys
don't
do
anything. They just dance. They have abs and they dance.
What's Michael Gruden doing?
Okay. Well, figure it out before you Google it and make us fucking look at it, all right? I like this boy. 3,400 followers. Shout out that guy. Damn. Oh, it's John Gruden's son.
Oh, shit, dude.
Baller.
He still has that same fucking intense look,
Yo,
too.
Did you get to see Bill Belichick's son?
No, what happened?
Fire him up, dude. You're going to love this kid.
What's up with B.
You're
going to
be a fan of this, dude.
Wait till you see
this guy's fucking son.
What's up?
I think he coaches defense or special teams.
Oh, my God,
He's
dude.
He's a fucking beast.
Do you think that's like a thing coaches are conscious of?
He's
like
the outside linebacker's
cool
coach. I'm an idiot. They were just showing him a lot because he's his son. And he has a mullet and makes fucking wild faces.
I mean, damn, dude.
That's football, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Damn. Fuck, did he play ball?
I bet he played D3 if I had to guess.
Fuck, dude. Dude, is that hilarious?
It's good, dude. We've morphed into a bad podcast. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I we've officially ascended into making enough money to be a horrible podcast.
That's something I've been trying to do, though. I've been trying to stoke ire for like the Cowboys. When I found out the Eagles lost, I tried to get myself into a state of like,
I never cared.
Fuck.
When you're there, it's actually like, fuck these people.
Well, it is weird going to a nice stadium. I went to the Baltimore Ravens one time. Damn, that guy fucking
M&T
rules,
Bank.
Dude.
It's not that's not nice.
What?
M&T Bank, I think.
It was nice, dude. Compared I was this is back I think when the
when it was new, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, there was like people calmly sitting watching the game.
That's what you meant. I thought you meant like
suck.
The stadium. Because Cowboys Stadium is like
it's futuristic.
Fucking crazy.
Really?
It's crazy.
Damn.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, if I saw people laughing at, you know, I don't know. I don't know how
I don't
react.
Like when people were laughing at my birds.
I don't know
when
how
my
I'd
birds
react.
Were down there having a bad time and all these dumb fucking Texas hicks.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're a young fucking team, dude.
Young team. You're
we're
exactly
young
right.
Team,
young
dude.
Team.
You know, so what can you expect, dude? We're on the road. We're a young team, you know.
Hell yeah.
Is football having the same problems basketball's having with people refusing unwisely to get the vaccine?
Yeah, there's a couple of players that are outspoken.
Really? Basketball's had a lot.
Yeah. Cam Newton, I think, was one of them. And that he got kind of released by the Patriots, and that was partly,
really?
I think, due to it.
Really? Yeah, there was a bunch of the...
I like that, The Atlantic. What most NFL players understand that Cam Newton doesn't. Thank you, The Atlantic, for trashing a guy's beliefs.
Dude, well, The Atlantic, dude, I get The Atlantic newsletter to my email. Dude, so they're saying, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're like... Here's things like moving forward. Here's what we need to learn about the, you know, like going forward with like the coronavirus. We need to stop relying on the vaccine to stop spreading transmission. What?
Who wrote this? Who wrote this shit? Maxim? Yeah. Maxim, dude. Go away and die, dude. How dare you talk shit?
Yeah, dude.
Talking on Wentz. Wentz loves God. He loves Jesus. So he doesn't like the
vaccine.
Give
me the religious exemption, bro. Yeah, man.
And they're trashing him. A man whose own bones betray him at the slightest feathery touch.
Whoa.
Okay, fucking reporter.
Yeah.
Talking about an NFL quarterback that gets hurt.
Yeah, dude.
That tore his ACL diving for a touchdown. Adam Green. Let me see this fucking little
let's pull this guy out.
Fucking tomorrow.
Yeah, look. You've had the devil's day.
You're the devil's day.
We had the devil of a day, General.
A couple people out there had the devil's day, dude. Yep.
Guard dog is back there on a half a stove going, I'm going to lick him tomorrow.
Comes out, dude.
Lick him tomorrow, though.
Dude, I said the boy's become a man. I was watching him. I said, I think the boy's become a man.
He killed?
Yeah, the guard dog. He had a fantastic set and a pretty, not the best of circumstances,
thank you, man.
Dude. Comes out. I said, God damn it. He finally mumbled his way into fucking... He mastered the
Speak
mumble.
Up, holla.
He mastered the mumble. Last night I watched the mumble be mastered and I went, God damn.
Yeah, the mumble's nice.
Always become a man. The boy became a man last night on stage.
Don't you think trans people are stupid?
Dude, I couldn't have been happier. I was sitting there going, this is the best.
Nice.
Took command of the whole room. I watched. I said, God damn.
You watch it. He's a young Custer.
He is a young Custer, dude.
Yeah, you might be Custer.
Dude, it was.
I decided we're obviously Grant and Sherman.
Obviously.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, obviously.
There's no doubt.
Well, man, are you Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, it was fun, though. It's a good time. I was happy to see it.
That's
LeMay,
awesome.
Dude, LeMay on the way up, man. His navigation has taken just another development that I couldn't have seen coming. Wrong exit, LeMay, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. On the way up.
Hold on, I'm sorry. This is the quote I was looking for about Grant and Sherman. Yeah. This was Sherman on Grant. He said, "He stood by me when I was crazy, and I stood by him when he was drunk. Now, sir, we stand by each other always."
God damn.
Might
dude.
Be the cast. We might be Grant and Sherman.
I'm flexing my fucking.
We might be Grant and Sherman, dude.
Unbelievable.
So, what did Lemizi do on the way?
Such a good quote, dude.
I love it.
I was telling him after a couple exits, I was like, "LeMay, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away? Like, what is this?
What was he driving like a fool?
He just kept messing. I'll be sitting there like, all right, you know, don't bother him. And I'm like, hey, dude, we're on this one, right? It's like, nah.
Yeah.
Wrong exit. I'm like, no big deal. I had 3 minutes, really no big deal. And then we're getting on the RFK bridge. He's just, I'm like, dude, this is the one, man. We can't miss this one. I'm like, bro, are you, what the hell's going on?
I was just, you know, I was just off.
What's in your head?
At the end?
He's high. Are you getting stoned?
You hired
drive?
A driver and no, he gets high no. every day. What? Even if it's the exact same drive every time, he's gonna forget.
No, I didn't forget, dude.
I'm the worst. I was like, dude, if you're worse than me at navigation,
no,
you got
I didn't
a problem.
Need the nav, dude. I didn't need the nav. I had it.
Oh, you tried
back.
To go no nav.
He did try to go no nav.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Just use it.
I was nailing it. I was nailing it.
Why is he saying differently?
Because the nav came up.
You were completely missing every single exit. I was like, dude, these are the crucial exits we need.
These are critical
type.
Yes.
The S types.
They're
and you're just going to fart before production.
And you're farting.
Fart. You Gardini. Farted audibly before production.
Sean Fardini, us, dude. Sean Fardini.
It's a legend.
The you superstar.
Taunted us.
Fardini. No,
no. Shane, come on. Sean, do you have any insight into who Pedo Pete really is?
I mean, I've heard that it could be the president of the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, you don't have
allegedly.
Anything backing that up. Now you're throwing accusations at the president.
It's alleged.
Of being a pedophile.
Wait, is Pedo Pete coming from the Hunter Biden shit?
Yeah. Dude. That's his contact name in the phone.
There's a thing that says Pedo Pete and mom, allegedly, in the phone.
It's the family GC.
And apparently they're saying Peter something was the name. Again, it's all speculative, but they're saying there was a alias Biden used for like government work that was named after a Thomas Clancy spy character named Pete or something. Pete Anderson.
How about did you see the Washington Post run a cracks not bad article?
What?
For real. It's fucking, maybe I'm getting fake news on that. Allegedly, I saw it on Twitter, so who knows if it's real.
Yeah.
But the Washington Post, like this 2 days ago, ran a article that was like, is crack really that bad? It turns out a little bit of crack's not that bad, and conservatives vilified it because they're racist.
What?
Yeah. It's like, damn. Come on, bro.
They're saying Hunter's just super open-minded.
They're just like, Hunter's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's also from the things.
Doing?
Again, this
what
is...
What the hell's going on?
It's very, you know...
We are live from my parents' basement.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. I've already completed, like, 2 loops on that thing. It's pretty yeah. nasty. You really got to
rip it. My nephew's going to be pissed. He's going to be like the Three Bears. He's going to come home and say, somebody's been using my track. Something ain't right. Somebody's been using my Hot Wheels track.
He might actually notice.
I never liked Hot Wheels tracks.
Really?
I liked the look of them.
Yeah.
I thought they were sick. I could never get it going.
I like the ones where you had a little remote. Did you ever get those where you have a little thing and you're fucking...
Yeah, you control how fast it goes.
You get greedy around the curve.
I launched it off every curve. Yeah. I never once pulled my foot off the gas, dude.
Nah,
I could never stop. I'd just be like, all right, here we go. Just fly off every time.
I know. Yeah, you can... It was tough. It was tough not to fully launch it. But yeah, dude, they're saying... they're also saying he searched like 12-year-old... like child
I saw
porn.
That.
That was like...
Is it Pornhub search? It was like Pornhub 12-year-old.
Yeah. And, you know, people are, it's funny too, and like, you know, he illegally registered a firearm? It's like, all right.
That's the least of our worries.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, Peter, there's two camps. Some people are like, who cares about the crack? You got to worry about like the things he did against. I don't even know about that, but they're saying like there's like real things. Then other people are like, fuck that.
Well,
it's crack and
again,
sex
I've done no research.
Crazy.
But wasn't he on the board for like companies in Ukraine?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Glenn Beck.
How?
Glenn was his dad's a fucking president.
No, of course. But I mean, the dude doing crack with his dick out constantly.
Yeah.
It was on a board.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, we have a Zoom meeting today with the chairman.
Dude, I genuinely think that's like a large, you know, there's like a lack of money and excesses of money, both corrupt. So if you have no money, it has a degenerative effect. Sorry to say that, it just does. And then if you have too much money, it kind of has a degenerative effect.
Yeah.
See the video of the little kids in their underwear, like hitting ATF agents?
I did see that.
Dude, how crazy was that?
I didn't get to watch it. I saw the caption, so I figured it was them saying like,
fuck you,
bitch
pussy,
ass.
Bitch ass.
Like so, punching cops.
Dude, it's just
in diapers.
It's like four, yeah, it's a bunch of like 3-year-olds in Batman underwear. It's like, fuck you, pussy, and just punching ATF, like just like fucking launching punches on ATF agents. And there's like, dude, the argument under that's, yeah, dude, I think social media has proved to be a negative thing. It'll be cigarettes, dude. I'm telling you, in 20 years, it's going to be like, you're going to be having a phone out around a kid and someone's going to be like, yo, buddy, can you go outside?
Yeah.
Like, don't open that shit up around my kid.
Yeah, if you're going to look at bikini pictures of a girl you knew in high school, why don't you take that outside?
They're going to make you step outside.
You're going like this, zooming in so you can get a better look at her body.
Oh. Just that little fold, like, just that fold in the bikini. Yeah, I can definitely. You can confirm,
like,
you confirm lips. Have you ever confirmed lips in a bikini pic? Really?
Fetterman?
Fetter person?
Fetterman?
Someone calls him Fetter person?
Fetter person?
Dude, did you see that debate?
Yes.
I felt bad for the guy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's how we should start the podcast.
What?
Hello. Good night.
Yes.
Did you see his opener? Killer.
What'd he do?
They were like, all right, Mr. Fetterman, opening remarks to you. He's like, Pennsylvania. Good night.
Oh, fuck. He did that.
Yeah, he hit him with good night.
Good night. He could have been like, I meant it in like a medieval sense. Like, good night to you
it
all.
It is a good night.
Good night to you. Dude, he's had a fucking stroke.
Yeah. He shouldn't be.
He tried to beast a stroke, which I'm kind of like, on. Again, politics aside, on a personal level, I'm like,
yeah,
kind of goat shit.
Beast a stroke.
The beast a stroke. He'd be like, I got this. But dude, I felt bad for the guy. I watched clips of it and it's like, sometimes I fuck up what I'm saying. I get it.
For sure.
But he was, dude, I could tell he was hitting on that. It was just like, I know the feeling, brother. Imagine doing it on a comedy podcast. Do you think that was bad? Imagine you want to get a punchline out and you flub it, dude. You got something you've been sitting on for 5 seconds. You're like, this is going to hit.
I got to get it. I got to get it. Fuck, too much time's passed.
Yep.
I'm going to try it anyway.
He was trying to hit. He had some sick jokes coming up, but there was one about Dr. Oz where he was like, you get an abortion. You want to get have Dr. Oz tell you what to do, or you wanted to have a doctor tell you what to do? And he was just like,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, he was.
Forgot Dr. Oz was a fucking doctor.
Although I will say he didn't show any signs of like, fuck, I fucked that up.
I saw a couple.
Oh, really?
I watched some where he went like,
oh, really? Fuck. I thought he was just like, I'm.
Oh, no. There's a couple
in,
times,
brother.
He would go, how sick would it be to have a son and name him Doctor? As his first name.
That's nice.
Just Doctor. First name.
Sir.
It's like, I am Doctor. It's like, sick.
That is nice.
That'd be tight.
Yes.
I might do that.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Dr.
If I have a son, I'm naming him Jesus Socrates Dr. McCusker.
The Phillies have a Jesus Socrates Dr. McCusker. I mean, this is good.
I'm going to homeschool him for like fucking
teach him the ways.
34 years.
Just get high as shit. Just blow smoke in his face. Be like, do you see that? Do you see the fucking elves? Yeah, the pitcher, the Phillies have a pitcher named Sir Anthony Dominguez.
What?
He's not a knight. Sir Anthony.
How the fuck do they do that?
They spelled it S-E-R. Sir Anthony Dominguez. He deals. He's nice.
So his name is Sir.
His name is Sir Anthony.
Call me Sir. He can say, guys, call me Sir.
Me llamo Sir. Hey.
Damn, they built the Eusteddes into him.
Yeah, you better show respect. Eusteddes.
Yes.
Fuck, I forgot I was wearing purple socks. Everyone's going to make fun of me.
Why? What the hell's wrong with that?
Because I bought a pack of Adidas socks. I didn't know they were all different colors.
It's time to mix it up.
Purple socks.
Nah, it's time to mix it up, dude. I'm going gray and black. It's true.
I want people to see me.
Shut the lights out, dude.
Sometimes I just don't want to be seen.
I heard that. Do Latin mass. Just do full fucking. And another thing about John Fetter person.
What are you looking at?
Checking the shot.
The shot's great.
Yo, I'm sorry for taking a PA at you outside.
Would
I couldn't resist, dude.
You dissed my whip,
bro.
I don't know if
it was the right thing to do.
Your whip stinks, bro.
Have you ever done valet? Got a fat whip?
No.
See, I've driven valet before, so I see a valet brother. It's like, yeah, I'm reminiscing. Being like, this fucking piece. Let's park this piece of junk in the fucking bag, dude.
You see a piece of junk like that pull up, you go, yeah, bro, your property value's dropping. This is the Sofitel, dude.
Hopefully
this
the garage you're parking has a basement for this piece of crap, dude.
My whip is fat.
Why do you drive that sack of shit?
I have a choice.
Do you ever feel like a dumbass when you're driving that piece of
Not
shit?
Not until right now.
Smoking cigarettes like a little punk. He threw a cigarette out the window when he pulled up in that sack of shit.
Did he really? He just litter on the ground?
Right on the ground. Yeah, Noah was none too pleased. Noah's Native American side started crying. A single tear came out of Noah's high face.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, did you see the Terrence Howard thing where he talked about how the man's like kind of center of structural integrity is his butthole? And he claims P. Diddy was trying to compromise him and make him like fluid. Said once you get, he's like, once you compromise your center of integrity, which is your butthole, you become fluid and like nothing, you get all fucked up.
Center of, not physical integrity.
Oh, just actual, man, your manhood.
Actual integrity.
Yeah, he's a mathematician. So saying like the geometry, like the underpinning of your structural manhood is so your physical butthole. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's mental too. Like
the center of gravity, he thinks, is your butthole.
It's your butthole. And once you...
Which, by the way, I can't prove him wrong.
It's something to it,
sounds
man.
Sounds like he's right again.
He was saying... It's Terrence Howard, mathematician.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, boy.
The Hustle and Flow guy that's now a super genius.
Okay.
He claims Diddy went for his b-hole. Under like the thing of like lessons. He was giving him like, you know, acting lessons. Said Diddy was just like looking at him wrong. He's like, this guy's trying to fuck my ass. Take away the geometry of my manhood. So.
Sounds what do you like think about that? Nightmare story to have to listen to. Saying to you.
You don't think he went for Terrence Howard's butthole?
But it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Terrence Howard thinks that he wanted to.
Yeah. He might have.
But if there's anybody out there that might have wanted to, I would say Diddy's a prime suspect.
I can't follow what's going on because it sounds
there's a
like
a lot of people saying he tried to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
What do you think? Free Diddy?
No. There's a lot of rumors going around that Diddy's trying to destroy men's structural integrity.
I understand those rumors. It sounded like the way that the story was being told was that Terrence Howard assumed it.
Yeah.
Well, he had like a assistant that was, he was like, what's up with him? He's like, oh, Diddy's trying to fuck you. So his assistant was the one who told him like, yo, this is what this
was
is
that guy's
about.
Name, Mr. Bentley, or what was that guy's name?
It just gets more complicated.
Fonsworth Bentley.
It's like, my boss is trying to fuck your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Run. Go now.
That's a fair point, though. Maybe he wasn't trying to fuck his ass. Do you think if someone gets their ass... Do you think if someone gets their ass fucked, it does compromise, like, their manhood from a... Like, to where it, like, affects your posture and shit? Like, you move differently after that.
Do I think that? No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Do you have any proof?
I counter argument.
Yeah.
Gay guys walk different.
It's true.
I think it actually helps your structural integrity. The posture goes way up.
Yeah.
Once you get fucked,
it's true. True. You just you start wearing that sweater vest differently.
Yeah.
It starts looking way different on you. We had a thing in grade school that, like, if, like, do you ever have it with like kids where it's like, yo, a lady's walking? Like, if a lady walked a certain way, like, she had sex before.
Yes.
We would just do it with all the moms, but yo, like, all the moms that come to special lunch, but yo, she definitely had sex before. Yeah, if you walk your feet a little bit more apart, that's all you could tell a girl had sex.
It's, once again, these are tough to refute.
I kind of hold to it.
Yeah.
If I see a woman go anywhere near shoulder width apart, I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? What do you think? Yeah.
Slut.
Your mom's here to help with pizza lunch. Like, yo, your mom got fucked, dude.
Speaking of slots, how about the space slots?
Dude, how did I not know about that?
I don't know. I think I saw it this morning, and it's been bothering me.
Yeah, that's...
It's affected me a lot.
Also, Bezos, for all of that work, he just looks like a trash man. He has like the body of like a Philadelphia trash man. He's on like billions of dollars of
TRT and gene therapy.
Just to become a WAP. Yeah. He's transformed. He's fully just a guy at Wawa.
I know.
That's all he is. That might have been the biggest attempt to get rid of your wife ever.
Yeah.
Just being like, I built a spaceship. I'm going to launch you up there.
Yeah, man.
You must be full of yourself after that Patriot got sentenced. You look like the cat who's swallowed the bird. Or whatever.
Dude, I'm just... I'm justice, dude. That's all you gotta know about.
All I care about is justice.
Justice, dude. Got served finally.
Well. Now we're even, all right? You guys can quit your goddamn belly. Yeah,
there's,
all right?
There's two black wins in law history, OJ and this one.
Well, OJ, you guys, that was a cheat.
Look, hey.
He cheated on that one. He didn't even want the win from you guys. OJ.
OJ wanted justice?
No, OJ wanted white justice, dude. He wanted, and technically he got it. He was rich enough that he walked.
He did get white justice.
He did get white justice.
I don't know, dude. Johnny Cochran's pretty black.
Was
pretty black.
What's he doing now?
In Congress with the Lord.
Depends how you feel about him. You know, it depends if you're that lady's family that OJ cut her head off.
True.
If you ask them, I'd say they're probably like, Johnny Cochran, he's probably in hell.
Yeah.
He's down there. But
he's dead. I know he's dead.
I think he's in Congress with the Lord right now. Just probably. Hanging with Jesus, JC, dude. Tell him, don't put that glove on, Jesus. You can't quit.
Yeah.
Telling him.
Yeah, well, you guys are laughing at all, but we can't fucking lose our vigilance, dude. We got to follow court cases. We got to follow national spotlight court cases.
I'm all over it. I'm on the one now.
Oh, yeah.
New one?
Yep.
I've got my eyes like a hawk on that one. He's like, what are they doing?
Why are they doing what happened?
And then when you hear the story, you're like, oh, shit.
It is funny.
Tough one to defend.
It is always funny here.
I looked at the headline and it was just like, young girl shot by police. I was like, fuck, dude. And then I clicked the link and it was like, while stabbing someone, it was like, all right. Yeah. Every once in a while, you got to give the cops, they got one, right?
That's a classic damned if you do. That's a classic damned if you do. Oh, yeah. That's a damned if you do.
Cop should have ran away, dude. He should be like, I was never here. What the fuck?
If he did that, he'd be like, he would be in less trouble. Like, honestly.
No, he'd be in the same. They'd be like, look at these cowards. Dude, and there's time to serve.
That's what cops do. Like, they don't have to put their life in danger. They can wait till the shit's done and then get out there and, like, solve it.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why they would do something like that.
No. They've been doing it. Like, it's always existed. It's like, it's always existed as a cop thing. Like, it's like, what do they call? They call people who are going to die from their inactions as likelies. Like, that person's a likely. Meaning they didn't do what they could to help them, but they're going to die after they stop the crime.
Where'd you get this from?
NPR.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I was thinking it might have been your street knowledge. I was going to defer to you due to your street knowledge.
I don't claim any street knowledge.
I know.
I don't claim.
Yeah, obviously.
Who told you yes? Who told you that?
Obviously.
The big homie NPR.
Yeah.
But yeah, the I don't know. Cops are usually pretty
good. You know that stands for? Yeah.
What?
No, I like cops, dude. I don't hate cops. I like them. I just like, it's just like there. I think there's some things that could be worked on.
So you're sitting there.
It sounds like something I might say.
Girl has a
knife. I know.
The other way.
So girl has a knife. She's going for the other girl. What do you do?
As a cop?
Hey, guys, stop.
No, you're there. Yeah, you got it. You're just a...
It's like a stranger?
You're an armed civilian.
An armed civilian?
You have a gun.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey.
And this is going down. It's going down on your property. This is your property. So you're within your right.
Okay. I'm not going to shoot him.
Okay. So the girl got stabbed dead.
No, I'm going to...
That's your land. You get sued.
Push her. I'm going to get involved.
What if you're far? You're too far to push?
Then... That girl's dead.
You let a girl die?
I can't. I'm not shooting.
Yeah. I wouldn't shoot. But I'm not a cop. I wasn't trained to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
True, yeah. Yeah, that's
100%. If I witness that in real life, there's zero chance I'm shooting that person. I'd be like, holy shit, that lady's stabbing that lady.
Stop.
Oh, fuck.
I'd call the 911 and then let the other girl run away. I'm like, all right, cool, we can...
Well, so apparently the girl who was... thrusting a knife in the air was the one who called the police. Which
it always bees your own people.
Bees your own.
You know what I mean?
That was a bit of a puzzle, dude. Call the cops and be like, I'm fucking stabbing someone. apparently there was a fight going on, and that girl was like, I'm going to take it upon myself to break this up.
Well,
busted out. She was apparently carrying a kitchen knife.
Can I ask, were they
wait, it was a was what it, kind of knife was it?
Was it two? I think it was like a steak knife.
If I do find out this was a butter knife, this does
it wasn't
change
a butter sense knife.
All right.
Although.
Was it two black children arguing?
I think so.
Okay. So I know how this happened. They're fighting in the house, and then one girl was like, I'm going to call the cops if you don't leave. And she's like, bitch, call the cops. And she was like, you know what? I'll call the cops myself. Yes. And then she called them, and then fuck, killed her.
But they did kill.
See anything.
I know.
Because I was going to say, if you were in Atlanta, you'd see them.
I know.
And
that's
they
what
will
I was
sass you.
I know. Thank God I had my black wife with
they're
me.
Actually nice.
Just for some reserved sass, but.
Atlanta's, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's fucking
nice.
I do like it. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I go down there. You know, I was joking about always assuming my wife is faking it when she has any ailment. I just assume, I'm like, if she has any ailment, there's for some reason, there's part of my brain that's like, yeah, right.
Sure you do.
Sure. It, literally. So then we're down, we get there. First night we're there, she's like, she's been saying it for 2 days. She's like, I don't really feel that well. And I'm like, dude, it's just the fucking whatever.
From it's
like
just because you're climate on a trip with me.
Yeah,
yeah. And you're ruining it.
Dude.
It's because so, I have to work this weekend.
I had the kids, everything. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, she's like, ah, like coughing. I don't feel well. And I'm like, dude, just you need. I always tell her, you just need to drink some water, dude.
Drink
you
some water.
Drink some fucking water.
Walk it off.
Dude, she hits me. I Uber or whatever, DoorDash the thermometer. She's like 102 or 1.5. I was like,
106.
Shit.
106 in Park.
Yeah, yeah. She was 102.
That's when a black person has a fever. I have a fever of 106 in Park.
106 in Park would be dangerous. That'd be so dangerous. But dude, she had a fucking, she had the flu.
Did she ever hit you back with,
I told
you need to drink water?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that deadlock right now, every day. It's like, have you drank enough water? It's like, all I do is drink water.
Yeah.
I chug water. Don't talk to me about drinking water.
I'm more so pushing the water agenda, but she has hit me with it. Like, you haven't drank a lot of water. I'm like,
yes, I have.
I'm fucking water cooler in my office. You don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Fuck are
there.
You? You don't watch me.
It
all
is
the time.
Offensive when someone's like, you drink any water?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, of course I do.
What do I smell? Like, why the fuck are you saying
that? Yeah.
I know, Bob. I got to stop dogging on her over water intake, but it's, dude, it's crazy.
Nah, get in there.
I was peeped, dude. She had a fever, and I'm like,
yeah,
I gave her
water.
This big water bottle. I came in the next day, and I was like, dude.
They don't drink water. They're cats.
They're
literally cats.
That was her fucking, that was like her hamster bottle. And I'm like peeping the level. I'm like, dude, it went down that much.
Yeah, you had a sip of
I'm
water.
Like, drink like, some fucking water. I'm sorry. I'm like, so then,
it's
dude.
Like my sister. She has to put those fucking, like,
flavors,
flavor packs. It's like just drink the fucking water.
Drink the fucking water.
They not everything has to be soda.
They won't do it.
It's crazy.
I get
bro.
Plenty of water in my soda and beer and coffee.
They ever hit you with the? Every woman hits you with the fucking. I didn't get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's like I was with you. I saw you.
Oh,
you slept
dude,
for 14 hours.
I have actually. I have.
I saw you asleep.
I have data on that. They don't get good sleep.
Why?
I know.
So when I got the Aura ring, I don't have it right now, but I was wearing this Aura ring and it was like tracking my sleep, all this stuff. Finally talked my wife into getting one. We went to bed at the exact same time. We both wore them. I woke up. It was like 8 hours of sleep. I woke up. I'm like, dude, my readiness score is 93. This is awesome. What's yours? Fucking 55.
You toss and turn.
When they get their periods, their body temperature rises.
Oh.
And I was peeping her readiness score, and it was like, dude, it was 55 would be like if I had like 5 beers and stayed up till 3 a.m. And we got 8 hours of sleep.
It's taking it easy. Yeah. That's a fucking that's 95 readiness for me. God damn, I was good.
Ready to seize the day.
Yeah,
and I woke up next to her and I was like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I told you I don't feel well when I'm my period.
I told you
like,
I'm not sleeping.
Damn, dude, you're fucked.
Think of those floppy tits.
So I got the data, dude. There.
Like, you roll up like, I can't sleep on this. It fucking sucks to be a chick.
It, dude.
It does suck to be a chick.
Bro, I didn't know. It's like a whole week leading up to it.
And yeah, you get the flu every week.
Yeah. But, dude, so she had her
or
fucking.
Every month. Pardon
she
me.
Rode off a week of period into flu.
Yeah.
So it was period to flu. Then I'm doing shows. So, like,
overlap.
Thursday, we get the diagnosis. I'm like, damn, you're fucked.
They hate show weekends anyway.
Hey, true.
They hate show.
I think
weekend.
Her body just rejected it, dude.
Their bodies reject shows. Did you? Every single lady rejects the show.
Why do I got to do the thing I love doing and I do for money?
Yeah.
And then you knew it was coming on the schedule for 3 months straight. You knew it was coming. Why do I do it?
I go out every. Why are you doing it?
And then there's no show weekends. Like, what do you want to do? Let's just watch some shows.
Yeah.
Let's watch. You needed me home for that?
Yeah. Well, dude, I was nervous. What I'm trying to tell you right now is that I had all weekend. I'm not trying to say like I'm a hero or whatever, but it was. Babe had a fever. I had to do all the stuff during the day for the most part. Obviously, we brought a babysitter with us, so I had to chill a little bit. But
it was heroic.
But I had to make breakfast, dude. Yeah. So, I was like getting up, and it was like I would lay breakfast. Next. It was crazy because I was laying next to her all night, and it's like, you know, if I get the flu.